We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So much has changed about our lives, the way we shop, play, work, and learn, especially how we experience healthcare. Today and always, Forest General Hospital is doing everything possible to ensure your health and safety. The experienced team of professionals provides the latest treatment options with the warmth and compassion you deserve. We do what is best for our patients. It's our mission. It is why we are here. Forest General Hospital. Warm service, safe environment, exceptional care. Visit ForestGeneral.com for more information.
Well, hi, everybody. This is John Cox, and welcome in to another edition of Inside Southern Miss Athletics, our weekly look kind of behind the scenes of what's going on in Golden Eagle Athletics. Got a good show, as always, today. We'll spend some time with our Director of Athletics, Jeremy McClain, talk to Golden Eagle football with the tight ends coach, Caden Cochran, and then spend some time with our Senior Associate AD for External Operations, Brad Smith, to talk about what you can expect when you come to Golden Eagle football games here in 2022. But first off, as always, Jeremy McClain, Director of Athletics. And Jeremy, this week sort of maybe officially starts things off for the Golden Eagles in the Sun Belt Conference, the media days down at the Louisiana Superdome for the Sun Belt. So, well, football is here, and so is the Sun Belt.
Yeah, it is. Excited about media days for sure, and getting the opportunity to kind of go down and watch and see not only our student athletes and coaches, but just hear from what's happening around the league. You know, kind of get that first taste from a Sun Belt standpoint of you know, seeing what we hear from various institutions. So that's going to be a lot of fun, an opportunity to see a lot of people. And once that gets here, you know, media days is here. So that means football is right around the corner. So we are there.
Is there a meeting amongst the ADs officially at that event, or maybe just casually?
We are not meeting this year, but normally we would. So this year it would be more of a casual situation. We'll probably spend some time together, catch up while all those things are happening, but definitely still think it's something that is valuable for us to be a part of.
The Sun Belt Conference been around for a long time under pretty consistent leadership with Keith Gill, the commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference. You've known him for a long time. For our fans who maybe not know much about him, talk about him as a commissioner of Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah, I think Keith does an excellent job. I think he's a really good communicator. I think he listens well, which are two valuable assets when you talk about someone in a leadership role. And so I think Keith is smart. and really has done an excellent job. And I think the conference realignment piece and kind of you know, his direction along with presidents and the ADs of navigating that and putting the Sun Belt in the best position possible, I think was a great example of that. And, you know, I was excited to find out this week that his contract is going to be extended until the year 2030. So that's, you know, getting him locked in. And that says a lot right there, that the CEOs, presidents in the conference were really proactive in getting him locked up for an extended period of time. And I think the future is bright with Keith Gill as commissioner.
You've known him for a long time. What are some of his strengths? As Eagle fans start to get to know him a little bit, what will they be excited about that they see and hear from him?
Yeah, I think a couple things for me that he does well. Again, I mentioned his communication skills and his willingness to listen. And I think he's going to be present too. You're going to see him at, you know, you're going to see him here at our facilities. You're going to, you know, see him out and about and trying to be engaging. And so not only is he going to listen to the ADs and presidents, but I think he's willing to engage with others, whether it be fan bases or whatever the case may be. And so I think that's for me what makes him really good at his job is his willingness to do the things that some people don't want to do and be present and understand that leadership, you know, as a leader, you really have to be seen, and his presence is a big deal. So I think we'll see that pretty quickly with him in the Sun Belt.
You would know more about this than I would, but it appears over the last few years there's a lot of consistency. A lot of the leadership of the Sun Belt Conference has stuck around for more than a year or two. They've been there for a while.
Yeah, I think I was in the league when they were going through some changes back 6 or 7 years ago and some membership changes there and trying to get things buttoned down. But from that point forward, you're right. I think we've seen a lot of consistency in leadership, and it's at the president level, it's at the conference office level, it's at the AD level. I think you just and so you've been able to have some consistency, some similar train of thought, and I think that's led to positive results, and I think that bodes well for the future. And there's a like-mindedness right now within the league about where we're headed and where we want to get to, and I think that's a powerful thing.
Unlike a lot of leagues around the country, the teams in the Sun Belt seem to have a lot of similarities. They've come from the same backgrounds. They've had consistent leadership. They've been successful in all kinds of sports. So a lot of similarities, and that's a positive.
I think so. And you know, if you look at the profile of the institutions, John, you see a lot of very similar profiles. Yes, there are some that have large enrollments, but the profiles are similar. And most of the institutions are in communities that are really important to the institution and vice versa. And they're in communities where people really rally around the institution, where it matters, you know, if they're winning football games or basketball games or whatever the case may be. And so I think you see a lot of that, John, where you know, the institutions within the Sun Belt are similar in profile, and they're similar from the standpoint of how valuable they are to their communities and how valuable the communities are to the institution. So I think that is something that's really easy to spot. And I think the like-mindedness behind that is a real advantage for us.
And a lot of the schools, if not all of them, have sort of come from the same spot. They've started at point A and have worked their ways up to where now they're respected all over the country.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of examples of that. You know, you can definitely talk about App State or Coastal Carolina or whatever the case may be. If you think about transitions from 1AA or FCS to the FBS level and other programs that, you know, Troy's a great example of, you know, D2 to FCS to now an FBS program that has really done some great things. And so a lot of examples of institutions and programs that have really worked hard to get to where they are. The people have made, you know, they've made investments in their facilities. And so there's a ton of pride that comes with that, I think. And that's, I've mentioned like-mindedness a couple of times. I think that's similar to us, right? I think there's a level of pride of, you know, kind of fighting for what you have. And so I do think there's a similar theme and thread throughout the league.
Visiting with our Director of Athletics, Jeremy McClain, as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Well, we're closing in. It's closer than people might think. The start of another football season here at Southern Miss. Talk, if you would, from the ticket standpoint. Obviously, the lifeblood of everybody is selling season tickets. How has that gone so far at Southern
Miss? Yeah, it's going really well, John. I think we're on pace. pace to have another really good year from a season ticket standpoint. And, you know, our goal is to get back over 10,000, which we have not done in quite some time. I think as we sit here today, we're probably a little over 8,000 right now. And so we're continue to push and hopefully feel good about getting past last year's mark and working our way towards the goal of 10,000. If not, this season definitely going to be a goal that we continue to stretch for. And I think, from a revenue standpoint, getting to 10,000 and above is going to be key for us as we continue to grow. And so proud of our staff and what they've done as far as really moving the needle the last couple of years on the football side. We had a little bit of a lull there for 4 or 5 years, but really gotten back to where we need to be.
When we look around campus, seems to be more interest, more excitement among our students, faculty, and staff about Southern Miss football, and I think they're probably buying probably more tickets they have in a long time.
I think there is a level of engagement in the campus community and again with our students that we haven't seen in a while, and I think that's going to bode well for us. And I think it's going to pay dividends with our student section. I think it's going to pay dividends with our crowds in general on game days. And so I do think there's this sense of excitement with transition to the new league. We've got new coach and staff kind of in their second year. They've had a chance to get their feet under them. So I think there's a renewed excitement around football and around our programs in general. And our job now is to try to take advantage of that and make sure that we give them something to be excited about.
As you have traveled around, and there's been, I think, 3, 4, 5 alumni associations / athletic events around the state and down into New Orleans, what have you kind of picked up from there? Is there a sense of excitement there as you've been to those meetings?
Oh, yeah. I think it's you can feel that, right? When we're at that meetings, John, you've been to some of them, you can just feel the level of excitement. And we've had great crowds at all of them. We've had people who are hanging around afterwards asking questions, and whether it's of Coach Hall or Dr. Joe Paul or myself or whoever it may be, just kind of anxious and hungry for what's happening and what's to come. And so that's been fun to see, and I think it's a great indicator of where we're at right now and what we're building.
What else is going on, Jeremy, in regards? Obviously, it's about football right now. A lot of the emphasis on football, but in the process of trying to find a couple of new coaches for some sports. So never really a quiet time, is there?
No, that's a pretty consuming thing. Obviously, we got two open positions: tennis head coach and softball head coach. So those are very time consuming endeavors, and especially when we need to work quickly like we do right now at this point in the year. And so those have taken up quite a bit of time, and again, planning for football season from an engagement standpoint, the Brad Smith and his staff are working hard on the creative aspects and trying to make sure we're in a position to promote each game in its own unique way. And so there's a lot of things happening right now as we prepare for the 1st of September, and we'll snap the fingers and it'll be here.
As you sit in your office, you can look out into the Rock and Will Hall and his team. They've had some of their summer workouts, are just about ready to kick off the preseason workouts for football season. Do you find yourself kind of sneaking a look out there on the balcony to watch what's going on?
Oh, yeah. It's been fun to see them out there. I think there's, the consistent theme there is high energy. And I think excitement about what's happening. I think there's a togetherness and a real genuine excitement amongst players and coaches as well about where we're headed. And so it's been fun to see and get a glimpse, I feed off that energy too, right? It's always different when student athletes are in the building and they're working out or whatever the case may be. It adds a different element to what we're doing.
Visiting with our Director of Athletics, Jeremy McClain, as we continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Obviously, athletics is a big part of what goes on, but so is the academic side. That's the reason our student athletes are here, to get out of here with a degree and a great education, which they're going to get here at Southern Miss. And Eagles have had a lot of successes in the classroom for Golden Eagle athletes.
Yeah, the last several semesters, last couple of years, we've hit some real new high water marks. As it pertains to GPAs in the classroom, and that's one indicator, obviously. And we're tracking on graduation rates and things like that as well. There's several indicators for us, but one I think is really telling is our GPA numbers have really been really good over the last 3 or 4 semesters. And part of that, I think our staff is working really hard. I think especially as we think about football and what Coach Hall and his staff have brought from an organizational standpoint point, to on the academic side, the Jeff Bauer Academic Center has been a big part of that as well. And getting that completed and having that space, I think, has really added another element for our student athletes and given them an opportunity to really excel in the classroom.
Looking back just a little bit, of course, we had that three-week stretch with the Conference USA Baseball Championships, the regional, the super regional, and, of course, those last two, the NCAA is involved in putting those on. What kind of feedback did you get from maybe the folks that were here representing the NCAA or from the NCAA about the way Southern Miss sort of handled that regional and the super regional?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that was over a month ago. It feels like last week in a lot of ways. Summer's going by quickly. But, you know, we got a lot of positive feedback, John. I think when we went into this thing, I kind of told our staff, you know, we're going to work to make sure that we do this as well as anyone. And we want people leaving here feeling that, like, you know, this was a great event and it was done the first class manner, done the right way. And that was really, you know, the 99% of the feedback we received was just along those lines. People were very complimentary. They I think had an appreciation for how much work went into that, how hard our staff worked over a 3 or 4 week period there to get prepared and get ready and pull it off, and especially with quick turnarounds. And so we experienced a lot of positive feedback and something for us to build on. And one of the things I'm probably most proud of is that the level of impact it had in the community, you know, and where you talk about, you know, the economic impact or just the general excitement that was here in Hattiesburg over a 3 or 4 week period. And so I think those things are hard to bottle, they're hard to replicate, but when you can get there, it's a very positive thing for the department, for the university, and for the community as a whole.
I would suspect you got some pretty good feedback from city officials and county officials and even the state of Mississippi officials about the way that went at Southern Miss.
Yeah, we did, and a lot of pats on the back. Of course, there are always, you know, our job is to evaluate and try to figure out how we can do it better, and so that's part of the process too, and we did that, you know, the post event evaluations, and I'm hopeful for more opportunities to host more regionals and super regionals and make sure that we do it in a way that people want to come back. So we got a lot of, like I said, a lot of attaboys and pats on the back, and those are great, but it's always, you know, opportunity for us to continue to get better.
Jeremy, as always, enjoyed it. Keep up the good work. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, John.
All right, Jeremy McLean, our director of athletics, taking us inside Southern Miss athletics. When we come back, we'll talk Golden Eagle football with Caden Cochran. He's the tight end coach for Coach Will Hall. He's up next as we go inside Southern Miss athletics.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Keg and Barrel in Hattiesburg is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and wishes the Golden Eagles the best of luck during the season. The Keg and Barrel is located at 1315 Hardy Street in a 100-year-old home and has a full food menu. The Keg and Barrel is open for business 7 days a week and are proud sponsors of Southern Miss Athletics and Golden Eagle Baseball.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, my name's not Smokey, and I'm certainly not a bear. But I do come bearing an important message regarding wildfires. If it's a windy day, don't burn. And make sure you're not under a burn ban. Because like the slogan says, only you can prevent wildfires. I know, it sounds better when he says it. So pretend it came from a big furry bear in a ranger hat. And visit msforestry.com for more wildfire prevention tips. A message from the Mississippi Forestry Commission through a grant from the USDA Forest Service.
And welcome back, everybody, as we continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Going to turn our attention now to Golden Eagle football that's closing in on us very quickly, not too long before the Golden Eagles get out onto the practice field, begin their preparations for the 2022 season. We're going to spend some time with the tight end coach for the Golden Eagles. Caden Cochran's going to join us now and take us inside Southern Miss Athletics. And Caden, you went through your first year here at Southern Miss, a lot of ups and downs, but as you look back on that first year as a part of Golden Eagle football, what sort of stands out for you?
First thing that stands out to me is our players. Had every opportunity last year to kind of jump ship, especially with the rules the NCAA's got now. Is it gives those kids an opportunity to find a way out. And I think that the kids, the meat and potatoes of our football team, who really stuck together during those hard times with us, trusted what we had to say as a coaching staff to really buy into what we're trying to build here. The fact that those guys stuck around says a lot about them. And you talk about even the year before we got here in 2020 with dealing with COVID and multiple head coaching changes. A lot of those kids have gone through 2 years of college football that 99.9% of college football players have never gone through. And they're still here today, and they still believe in what we're preaching and what we're trying to build here. So that's a special thing to me, because that matters. That's what the core of college football is all about, is the players and the pride they have in the program and the university, like University of Southern Mississippi. So
yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of the Southern Miss way. It's the kids that we have brought into this program over the years love the university, love football, and are willing to kind of find a way to overcome some of the adversities that they run into in the course of a year.
No question. Blue collar, outwork anybody, come out there in the heat, roll out. You can see that in the guys that come back and visit us that played here. There's a sense of pride. They're proud of what they did here, and they're proud of all the work that it took, and they're proud that, they come from a blue-collar place like here. So, we're trying to win with the same formula and blueprint that Southern Miss has always won with, and, so far we've tried to build it the right way and hopefully put some wins in the win column and keep rolling.
How about you? You knew something about Southern Miss. You had a little bit of a knowledge of Southern Miss before you came here as an assistant coach with Will Hall. What were your expectations, and how did the reality of it sort of turn out for you about what it was going to be like to be at Southern Miss?
Sure. Yeah. Growing up in Oklahoma, you only saw Southern Miss when they were on TV. Well, they were on TV a lot when I was growing up, and they were always playing, the bigger schools. They're always playing Alabama, Auburn, Louisville. They're playing, in bowl games every single year. So, as a young kid, you don't really have a whole lot of – I knew what the Big 12 was. But, Southern Miss was like those big schools to me, because they were always on TV playing against those teams. And so they were always, as good as anybody else has advertised. And as far as the reality of being here, from the outside looking in, it looks like a program that's really proud of their athletics department, proud of all the sports that they get out there, but really proud of their football program. And I think that stood the test of time. It stood with us last year, our last home game we have, going through the Eagle Walk and all that stuff. I mean, that's the amount of fans that were still there, even though we had gone through some, a lot of turbulence there in that last season. But, it just kind of shows that, this place has got, got our back in a lot of different ways, and it's from what I thought it was going to be, it's that and more,
Got to be exciting, too. And it's amazing, all the turmoil and all the ups and downs and things like that Southern Miss had to fight through last year. There at the end of the year, when the season's really kind of on the line, Eagles played their best football, even an undermanned Golden Eagle football team.
Sure, yeah, no doubt. And, again, it goes back to our players. Us as coaches had to figure some things out of what we're going to do. And a lot of different spots, as everybody well knows. I mean, it's well documented. So, but the fact that those kids still believed in us, and you talk to the people who are true Southern Miss fans, who either are at home watching on TV or they're coming to our games. They see how much fun our kids had those last 3 weeks. We go on the road to UTSA. We're 35-point dogs. We only lose the game by two possessions right there. Lose by 10 points. and then, you know, able to rattle off two straight in La Tech and Florida International. Well, our kids had fun. Yeah, it was tough. We all had some things to go through, you know, during those 2 or 3 weeks where we had to figure out how we're going to win. But our kids had fun doing it. You know, they believed in it. And, again, everything points back to our players and how they approach every single day for us.
Caden Cochran visiting with us. He's the tight end coach for Coach Will Hall here at Southern Miss, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. Talk about the offseason. What's that been like for the Golden Eagles, particularly offensively and for your tight ends?
From the tight end standpoint, got a lot of talent, got some guys who are really good at a lot of things. Just the experience isn't there. The guy with the most experience in our room from last year is Cole Cavallo. So expecting, again, a year out of him where he's continuing to build to become a good football player in this conference. In the Sun Belt. Ray Ladner had a lot of experience early before our staff got here and has kind of dealt through some injuries and stuff like that. So he's still progressing and excited for his role moving forward. But got two young guys in Luke Baker and Mitch Sellers who we expect a lot out of, not only this year but in the future. So my job is to, you know, they're lacking the experience of being on the field on Saturdays. You know, let's make sure we're doing whatever we can, getting better to kind of just knock off the rust of how long it's been since those guys played. You know, neither of them played in 2020. Hardly any of them played in 2021. These guys haven't played football since they were in high school, you know. So, you know, just getting them better every single day and knowing and understanding there's going to be some speed bumps in games. And the best thing for them is to get out there, make mistakes, learn from them. All that stuff.
You know, the good part, though, is they have those extra years. In the old days, you know, you'd run through your years pretty quick and right. Not played a lot of football. And now, because of some of those things, these guys are still around and can still have several years to be good football players.
Right, no doubt. I think that if you look at last year with Grayson Gunner coming back for a sixth year, you know, and him having so much experience and a great year that he had last year and how much we leaned on him in the run game, the fact that Mitch and Luke and Cole and Ray and all those guys could sit there and watch that every day. He was an old dog. It wasn't every day. He didn't feel like going out to practice some days because he was beat up. He was old, and it is what it is. But, man, when he went to go play in a game on Saturday, he played, man. He played physical. He sprint off the ball. For those young guys to see a guy like that do it every single week, it was huge for us. So yeah, we use that, you know, that those guys have an extra year to our advantage. Even if you're not playing, you've got to sit there and you've got to gather the information of the guys that are in front of you and take coaching from the guys that are in front of you. That way, when you get into that position, you're not making the same mistakes they might be making, or, you know, whatever, this, that, and the other. So
I know this football team surprised a lot of people down the stretch. Will Hall and you guys on the offensive side come up with a super back and, you know, find a way to what you got to still win football games at the end.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's one of our core values, right? It's core value number six for us is find a way, regardless of what's in front of you or whatever hand you're dealt. The only thing you control is your attitude and having to find a way through us figuring out a way to, one, give our football team a jolt and get them excited about coming to practice. Well, here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to let Frank Gore get out there. We're going to run the ball. We're going to throw the ball to Jason Brownlee. We're going to throw the ball, you know, with Antavius, you know, and get those guys involved in the game plan, control the clock, you know, kind of go old school with it a little bit. You know, there's very little things that have stood the test of time in football. Running the ball is definitely one of those. You know, it's probably the biggest one. It was fun. It's been huge for my coaching career. You know, I'm a young guy, but, man, I tell you what, it was fun learning that side of it and that thought process of kind of an old school thought process in controlling the clock and running the football and finding a way to, you know, even versus a loaded box, find a good look, and I'll carry it, you know, with me and my coaching career forever, and I know the rest of the staff will too. But it was definitely fun down the stretch just having to figure some of that stuff out.
Yeah. I'm not sure a lot of people had a great job that Will did to kind of come up with that philosophy, just kind of shorten the game a little bit, you know, to do what you do well, but shorten the game, gives yourself a chance to win, and it worked out that way.
Sure, yeah, no question. I mean, a huge strength for us last year was our defense, right? So, you know, if we can have the ball on offense, move the ball down the field, take some time off the clock, even if that drive ends in a punt, we're pushing them back. You know, they might have some bad field position. Well, let's get a fresh defense out there because we have taken some time off the clock, right? Giving those guys a breather was huge for us, too, moving forward. You know, they do such a great job right there. We're so talented on defense moving forward, you know, with what we got coming in next year and Coach Armstrong and the scheme and the defensive coaches and what they do. Let's give those guys every advantage they possibly need to, you know, figure out a way to win the game and keep us in it. You know what I mean? mean, with the shortcomings we had on offense last year, you know. So it was, like I said, it was fun. It's fun to figure out, I guess.
Caden Cochran visiting with us. He's the tight end coach for the Golden Eagles. A couple of final minutes with him today as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. What are your, I don't know if expectations is the word, but what are you looking forward to maybe the most about the start of another football season here at Southern Miss?
Well, I've got to kind of be narrow-minded with what I do every day. I've got to make sure that the tight end group is the most consistent position group on the field. Whatever they ask us to do from a tight end position, we've got to be able to do it. If it's, you know, if it's a run scheme, if it's pass protection, if it's a route concept, if it's something on special teams, we've got to be able to go and do that. That's been my goal since I got into coaching. Is, yeah, they're coordinators to handle big picture stuff, and of course we've all got our ideas when it comes to coaches and what we do every week. But my job is to make sure that our tight ends know exactly what's going on every single play, and I've got to make sure that I use my resources and what and my knowledge and all that stuff to make sure they understand that and know that, because it doesn't matter what I know. I can sit here till I'm blue in the face and draw on a marker board and try to teach you what to do, John, but if you can't, you know, reciprocate that back to me, or if you don't know what's going on, then I'm a bad football coach. So I think just heading into camp, yeah, we're short on experience. We've got to make up for that experience with our knowledge and how hard we play the game. Because we're going to make mistakes, and how we respond to those mistakes and staying consistent has always been my number one goal as being an assistant coach.
I know the tight ends on our ball club, they probably know this coming in, and you're going to do more than just what the regular tight end does if you're in a Will Hall offensive football team.
For sure. You're going to be asked to do everything. You know, we run an NFL-style scheme. And, you know, we don't like subbing in different tight ends. You know, they're asked to do everything. So they've got to be versatile. And it's going to take all of us. I always talk with those guys. Yeah, there's going to be a tight end on the field every play. But every one of us, including me, our goal is to win football games. And we're only going to be able to do that if we're together in everything that we do and we're progressing every single day in everything that we do. It doesn't matter if you're a freshman. It doesn't matter if you're a six-year senior. I should be able to close my eyes and point at one of three to four guys in our room and say, you're in the game, and I should feel confident that whoever I pointed at is going in the game and they're going to be able to play, do their job, do it well. And that's the most important thing to me, is that we're all together and doing it, and we're not a depth chart driven, you know, well, he's a one, he's a two, he's a three. Well, yeah, he is, but man, if you're a three, it was improving last year, you are literally two plays away from playing the rest of the year. You know, so you've got to approach every single day like that. And if you're a two, you better be nipping at whoever the number one guy is heels every single day, because if you're not, you're not getting better, you're not pushing yourself. I really enjoy the group I coach. They're really football smart. Like I said, they're really versatile. We have a great time together, and we work really hard together. And so I'm really excited. Really excited.
New era of Southern Miss football, the Sun Belt Conference, and a lot of natural rivalries within the Sun Belt. That should make it a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, sure. You know, a lot of guys on our team have played against or played with a lot of these other local schools that you're talking about that are in the Sun Belt now, so that'll be fun for them. Really excited about the number of fans that will get to travel on road games, and really excited about the number of fans that you know, visiting teams will travel here to the Rock. You know, it'll be great atmospheres week in and week out for the most part, and man, I'm fired up about it, because you know, Southern Miss deserves to be in a place like the Sun Belt where there are a lot of those natural rivalries, and where some rivalries and somebody can get in the car and drive, you know, a couple hours to a game or something like that. I mean, that's really good for fans. It's really good for kids. It's good for everybody to have this kind of, you know, regional, you know, outlook that we've got on our schedule coming up this year. And so we're really excited about it.
Thanks for taking time out to visit with us, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. We'll catch up with you soon, but keep up the good work. Looking forward to a great year this year.
All right. Appreciate it, John. To the top.
All right. That's Caden Cochran, the tight end coach for Coach Will Hall's football team here at Southern Miss, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. When we come back, Brad Smith will join us, the Senior Associate AD for External Operations. That's on Inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Pine Belt Trophy is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and has been an Eagles supporter for over 20 years. Pine Belt Trophy offers laser engraving, glass etching, and engraving for specialty items and all of your trophy and award needs. Pine Belt Trophy is conveniently located at 905 Hardy Street. Call Jimmy Moore at 601-582-9273. Pine Belt Trophy says go Eagles and Southern Miss to the top.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. To find out how Shelter can be there for you, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
And welcome back, everybody, as we continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Going to turn our attention to Brad Smith now, who is the Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Operations here at Southern Miss. And Brad, that's a long title for folks who may not know what all that means. Talk about what some of your responsibilities are.
Yeah, so, you know, External Operations is basically all the any marketing, storytelling, advertising, any of the promotions that we do for our athletic department. And, you know, it's really about fan experience as well and making memories for families and, you know, grandparents and fathers and sons and mothers and daughters, and they come out to the games, that they're having a good experience. And we're hopefully that they're, you know, sharing that on social media. And for us to share that as well, generating some user-generating content to help us kind of produce some things for our family and friends.
Funny you should say that. I was talking to someone the other day, one of our older fans who had a lot of football memories, but was also thinking about different things that had happened in the stadium or out in the tailgate area and things like that. So it's kind of amazing what people remember about that experience at a football game.
Yeah, you know, it's all important, right? So as a little kid, and even for myself going to games at the Rock, you know, just remembering certain things and details that are important to you, and then that stick with you and helps you become lifelong friends and fans of a certain athletic department. And here for me, it's Southern Miss, and for a lot of our fans, it's Southern Miss as well. So it's very important that we put on a good show. We put on a good fan experience for our patrons, for our season ticket holders and our donors, and for those guys that go out and tell the story as well, because that's kind of how you'll grow your fan base exponentially that way. Once you get your fingers and your hands on some really good content, that they can also spread the words, tell their story as well. So it's important as we grow our fan base that these things continue.
We're getting ready for the start of the football season. I don't know that fans think this, but some probably do, that you just kind of decide on Wednesday of game week, we'll do this or that. But it really basically starts, I mean, the minute one season ends, you're really in the mode of starting to get ready for the next one right away.
Pretty much, something like that. Yeah, we, especially when it comes to football, you're always thinking about different ways to try to attract new fans out to the stadium, and so, you know, for me, I have a little pad or a notebook out beside my little bedside table there, and at night, sometimes things come to you, and we jot it down, and you know, it may not seem like the right idea at that minute or for that year, but down the line, you kind of put it, you shelf it, put it somewhere, and then eventually you use it. So, and I've done that at several different places, but yeah. You know, it's for football and for working in the athletic department, it's 24/7, 365 days a year, as you're constantly thinking about different ways to entice someone to come out. And it could be football, it could be soccer, that could be volleyball, it could be baseball, it could be softball as well. So, and our men and women's basketball program. So it's all about really just trying to come up with different ways to entice our fans to come out, but also looking for that, what really would get somebody involved with our athletic department and with that specific sport. And lots of times we find it on social media. Lots of times we find it in an idea sitting in a room, in our external conference room, as we're putting stuff on the whiteboard and we're brainstorming about all the different events and ideas that we want to do. And we're constantly in flux doing that as well. So we just had a meeting not too long ago where we had everything we put on the whiteboard. We called in a lot of our external staff. We sat around the table and we talked about kind of the overall themes for the year. We talked about game-by-game promotions. We talked about what we want to see on the field. We talked about what we want to see in the stands. We talked about what we want to see on traditional media like TV and radio. We talked about what we want to see on the outdoor billboards and anything like that. So That's kind of where the phrase buckle up kind of came from. You know, we were sitting there in a room, and Damian Duff, who's our new director of marketing, he gets the title of coining that phrase for us. But it kind of worked because as we're going ushering a new year into the Sun Belt Conference and buckle up, so it kind of has several different meanings. And so we decided to put it on outdoor campaign, and it really kind of resonated with our fans.
As you touch base with some of your contemporaries around, whether it be the Sun Belt, around the country, do guys in your position at different schools or different conferences kind of bounce things off each other from time to time?
Time to time, or, you know, we take or borrow ideas lots of times. We may see it on LinkedIn, or we may see it on Twitter, or sometimes we may pick up the phone and say, hey, we've got this idea. You know, what do you think about it? Can we tweak it here and there? Let me get your take on it. So, yeah, we do that a lot in building your network of colleagues throughout the country. And, so, you know, where one idea or where one promotion may not work there, it may work here. So, and vice versa. So it's important to keep that network growing and built and kind of ever, you know, we're in an education business, right? So we're always learning. We're always growing.
Southern Miss has got a great band in the Pride of Mississippi. The Dixie Darlings are known nationally for their performances and the things they've done over the years. That's a pretty good part to have of this promotion external puzzle you've got to kind of solve every year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the Pride of Mississippi is one of the, you know, not just to toot our own horn, but they are one of the best bands in the country. And we get to see them for 6 halftime shows each year. And that's something that we shouldn't ever take for granted, and as well as our Dixie Darlings, too, and, you know, our wonderful cheer program, too, and Seymour through our mascot program. They're always doing several different things out in the community, promoting the Southern Miss brand and promoting the university as well. So it's important for that, and I love it. Every, you know, 2 hours prior to kickoff, the cannon fires and the band starts up and the team walks down the Eagle Walk. And so, you know, we're getting ready for football on September the 3rd.
It's a visit with Brad Smith today on Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Brad, the Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Operations here at Southern Miss. Always have to have a good partner, and you mentioned some of those, the Pride of Mississippi, the cheerleaders, the Dixie Darlings. The Alumni Association does an amazing job of kind of partnering with Southern Miss Athletics because we're kind of all in this together.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have partners across campus, definitely, and the Alumni Association is definitely one of those for our athletic department, and I know working with Jerry DeFatta and the rest of the crew over there, that we're always out and about in the community. I know we've got Coach Hall and Jeremy out and about in different communities around the state and in our recruiting areas as well. But, you know, also on the Friday nights at Spirit Park, we partner with those guys as well to try to bring on a great atmosphere the night before our athletic, before the football game. So making sure we kind of get our fans riled up and ready to go. You know, we'll have the band out there and cheer and they really coordinate all of that too. So we work hand-in-hand with them, and it's always great to have good partners here on campus and outside campus.
Do you, as I said, we talked about this a little bit earlier, I know you've got probably friends in this business. Do you get in touch with some of your counterparts, some of your friends, and bounce ideas off of each other? Obviously, something that works at school A may not work at school B, but do you do that with some of your counterparts around the country?
We do at times, definitely. You know, lots of times I like to keep some of that close to the vest because I want to be the one that's kind of innovative and leading some of that around the country and putting Southern Miss atop of some of those idea boards. But yeah, I do, and I've kind of used taking some pointers from other places that I've been, and you know, you always have this notebook, right, that you got ideas jotted down. So, and some that we've used from years back that we've brought here recently that have worked. But yeah, there's a network of colleagues, especially through NACMA and through NACTA. There's some of their national seminars around the country where a lot of the marketers come together and we bounce ideas off each other and all that. So yeah, it's important to kind of keep that network growing and going. Also to network with some of our younger folks that are coming up here within our athletic department that are young marketing graduate assistants, but also to get to mentor them and to introduce them to new people outside Southern Miss, so for one day that they can be gainfully employed once they leave here.
You mentioned Coach Will Hall a little while ago. There's a guy who, I'm not saying he would do anything you ask him to do, but he's pretty open to anything that promotes Southern Miss and Southern Miss football and Southern Miss athletics for that matter.
Yeah, you talk about a coach that gets it. He's got it. So, you know, anything that we need to do promoting the university, promoting football, promoting the athletic department. He's been willing to do it, and it's been refreshing to get someone like that to be able to help us kind of promote. It makes my job a whole lot easier as well. It makes all of our jobs easier when we have a coach willing to get out in front of a group of people and talk about the brand and help us recruit quality students, quality student athletes to our university and to our athletic department. And he totally understands that side of things.
Jeremy McClain and I were visiting earlier on this podcast talking about season ticket sales. Those right now going really, really well. That's exciting to know we're going to, with this first year in the Sun Belt, looks like we're going to have some really good crowds at the Rock.
Yeah, we will. You know, it all leads up to September 3rd and we host Liberty. But yeah, the Sun Belt Conference, I think, is going to be a great opportunity for us to, and I've said this before, to market to Southern Miss to 10 new fan bases within the conference, but also for those fans to be able to travel and for our fans to be able to travel to their places as well, because, you know, nothing's better whenever your football team runs out of that locker room and they see a roaring crowd full of people out there, a sea of gold, crazy, raucous environment. It really kind of helps increase the momentum for our team and atmosphere and energy and excitement that they sense off the fans there in the building. So very excited about the Sun Belt Conference. Looking forward to it.
Visiting with Brad Smith. He's a Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Operations. Final few minutes here with Brad. One of the big events recently, of course, actually three events, was the Conference USA Baseball Tournament. We had the regional here, the NCAA Regional, the NCAA Super Regional. Our fans turned out in record numbers, but folks that helped you were there, it seemed like 24 hours a day. They did an amazing job to create that great atmosphere at Pete Taylor Park.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're young and hungry, and they do a really good job for us. All of our graduate assistants and our, you know, our director of marketing and our direct communications and our assistant AD and our entire external staff really worked really hard on our back-to-back-to-back tournaments. You know, and something too, even prior to that, the week prior to the Conference USA tournament, we also at the softball complex hosted the high school Class 1A through 6A state championships there as well, and a lot of our external staff was also working that as well. So they had those four tournaments back to back to back to back, and so they kind of got to learn a little bit of that. So it's very great to work with some people like that within our office that really gets it. It takes a lot of pressure off me, a lot of stress off of me. So I'm really indebted to those guys.
New season, new conference, some new players, a lot of new things happening. What's got you excited about another football season?
Yeah, you know, each year around, you know, after the 4th of July, I started getting inspired a little bit and motivated. You know, you kind of take that little break from baseball, kind of recharge your batteries a little bit. But then once the 4th of July, I guess it's just kind of a condition in me now. After the 4th of July, you kind of get, you start to get your creative juices flowing and get your mind right for upcoming football season. So I'm really looking forward to our home opener for the football season. I'm looking forward to what we're going to bring out in Spirit Park this year. I think our fans will really enjoy that. I think they'll love the new promotions and atmosphere that we're trying to create within the Rock. I think fans get really excited about that, and to me, if the fans are really excited and they like what we're doing, they'll want to kind of tell their friends about it as well and get more people to come out to the game. So that's kind of how we're going to continue to grow our fan base, grow what we're doing within the Rock and our other sports as well. But that kind of gets me excited for the year is to kind of recharge the batteries, come up with some new ideas, and just see if they work, really, for me. So that's so I'm really excited about that.
Hey, Brad, we appreciate it. Thanks for taking time out to visit with us. Take us inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, that's Brad Smith. He's a Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Operations here at Southern Miss. Thanks to Brad. Thanks, as always, to Jeremy McClain, our Director of Athletics, and Caden Cochran, the tight end coach for Coach Will Hall, for all being with us today as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Until next time, John Cox, as always, reminding you of the three essential to happiness: something to do, something to love, something to hope for. Hope to have you with us next time as we continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics.